shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host. We are sponsored by North State Consultants, the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. Today is, what is today, March 3rd.
3rd,
March 3rd. I guess I should have changed that on my schedule here. I got February 25th.
You can make it Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's true.
We can make it anything we want.
Christmas. Yay! Christmas songs.
I'm St. Patrick's Day in 2 weeks.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, I'm an Irishman, and so, I mean, that holds a special place in my heart.
That's not a big holiday for you, or it is.
It is. Yeah, you know, I just don't drink as much as I used to.
Not as much green beer.
Well, you're fun.
One time I was a professional. Anyway, I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda Kent.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning to Ruth and to Bob. How is it going?
That's right. We have Ruth Angel and our all-around trusted soundboard manager and good guy, Bob.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Linda.
Morning.
And good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning,
it's a beautiful
Jessica
day out there, isn't it?
It is. I get 2 hours on the radio today. I love having a microphone. In fact, at Anselmo's, I said, they handed me the microphone. I thought, okay, where's American Idol when you need them? You know?
I got to say, I've been watching you from afar, and I'm very proud of you at this point.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you get started doing something? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourself on the issues. Talk to your neighbors. Go to a Tea Party meeting. Check out the website. See what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big, out-of-control government. The telephone number in the studio here is 530-605-4567, or you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. I can be reached at email at kentmark99 at yahoo.com, although I never look at that.
You never check it.
I never check that. So if you don't hear from me for a month, you'll know why. Excuse me. Our first quote, you only have power over people so as long as you don't take everything from them away from them. But when you've robbed a man of everything, he's no longer in your power. He's free again. And that's Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So, with that, do we have any updates here for the Tea Party or veterans?
We got a few different things now. Of course, the Northern California Veterans Museum is doing their Boondockers Ball on March 31st. So you can get tickets at Tobacco and Brew and Jones Fort, or come to the Reading Tea Party on Monday night, and we've got tickets there. Also, the Reading Tea Party is doing a rummage sale today from 8 to 2. So go down there and help support us. A lot of good stuff down there. Also, this weekend is the gun show.
Yay!
So as soon as you get done here, Ruth, head on down there.
I'm thinking my husband is going to spend some more money. No.
Well, we're headed there after we get done here, so you can join us if you'd like.
And are they tax deductible? That's what I want to know.
It depends on if you're using them for security for your business or not, or you know, if you have to protect your transfers of money from your business to the bank. There's a few circumstances where they are actually deductible.
If it's $20 going to the bank, that's not going to
Well, you know, but, you know, if you're, you know, we were just talking to Ernie and Dave, and, you know, he almost got rolled by a panhandler. So, you know, he said he's going to break him like a pretzel.
So, and he can.
You know, it's getting weird out there, so you never know.
Getting crazy.
So,
Also, I wanted to let them know on Monday night we have Kathy Darling Allen that's going to be speaking. She's the county clerk Monday night at 6 p.m.
Mm.
Also, speaking of Dave and Ernie, I guess I better get this blurb in there while I'm on.
Isn't it Ernie and Dave, or is it Dave and Ernie?
Isn't it Bert and Ernie?
I have a hard time not saying that to him.
Hope you're listening Dave and Ernie.
Let's sell it with Ernie and Dave officially.
There you go.
All righty. Coming up in June, there's going to be a couple different things going on that Missing in America project is part of. It's Camp for Life is one, and that's June 5th, 1st through the 5th. And we have Camp Hope. And what these are camps for children that aren't able to do anything like camping or fishing, or they have some type of illness, and they're terminally ill.
I think you say that terminally.
Thank you. And so I will give you more information later on, but that's a great stuff. You can go out there, help volunteer, teach the kids how to fish, if you got, you know, some kind of artsy thing that you do to help make their day. So that would be great.
Very good, very good. I guess we can try to catch up on a few things we've been following here lately. You know, the first one that comes to mind is, the investigators now on the cold case posse from our esteemed sheriff in Arizona, Joe Arpaio, is that they've determined that the birth certificate for our commander and chief, for lack of, well, I don't know. Anyway, so is actually a forgery. Now, we've been following this this investigation as far as his natural-born citizenship for quite some time that doesn't seem to make the media, you know, the court dates, all this stuff. And, you know, really, so it's not news. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, but it's not news that the president's been subpoenaed into court and all of these things are happening. You know, 6 or 7, 8 states are now jumping on board to challenge his eligibility. And on top of all that, now that Arpaio's come out with his report, saying that the birth certificate that was submitted by Obama is a forgery. So the thing is that all these other eligibility issues, they're not really a crime. But forging documents is a federal crime. I believe that's a felony. And so now these guys are in the hunt for the forgers. Because they've determined, and I went through the videos the other night, and what they have 6 videos. If you go to the birthreport.com and go to George Arpaio, Joe Arpaio's, you can see on the website there, and if you look around, you'll find the videos that show how they break down the documents and how they're layered, and it's absolutely positive proof that they're not the original documents. Now, I don't know where this is going, guys, but you know, I hear crickets from the media on this.
I think the forgers are in Nigeria. I get mail from them saying that I won the lottery every weekend. The point that I'd like to make here, Mark, if you don't mind, is that when you hear this kind of stuff, when Trump came out and said, look, this is a big issue, he was called a goofball.
Right.
So they are very well skilled in
discrediting,
making you look like a knucklehead.
Well, here's the issue, and this is the first time there's actually been a investigation by a authority, a policing authority, on this, and they have determined that they have probable cause now to take it further. So these guys are not just a bunch of schmoes that decided to get together on a weekend and have a tea party and figure out whether the birth certificate. These are professional investigators that have come up with this to show, and it's provable that these are forgeries. And now they're initiating an investigation criminally on this, because this has now turned into a criminal forgery fraud deal, and they're going to be going after it. And they're not saying that the president is the one that did this. They're just saying somebody has forged these documents, and they want to know who, and they're going to try to get to the bottom of it. So this is the first time a criminal investigation has been initiated. So this is not going to go away anytime soon. And so but you know what this does for me? It shows me how much the media is in the tank across the board. Because I don't care whether you believe this or not. To not report this is criminal in itself, if you ask me.
I thought the media practically ignored Arpaio's press conference the other day. I did mention it on the news here on KCNR yesterday morning, but I'm just stunned at the lack of coverage on it.
Well, maybe he needs to point his finger at the president, and that will get a ton of press.
Well, the thing about this is that this being a criminal felony, when they catch up with who has ever perpetrated this forgery, It's called, you know, go straight to jail. Do not pass go. You go in handcuffs. So,
well, what's Obama's way out? You know that they know this. So what's his way out?
Good question. I don't know. I mean, where are we going with this? But
yeah,
just the fact that it's a forgery is a big issue, and the fact that they're covering it up is a big issue.
So they've got millions in re-election. He's flying all around doing the re-election thing, and he's not eligible.
Right.
So will they come in with some amnesty and say, you know, okay, this one time you're going to be president if you win?
This has never happened before, so we have no idea exactly where this ends up. But what I think is going to happen here is more and more of the states, because this is a state's issue as far as eligibility to get on each state's ballot. If he can't get on the ballots, then he can't get reelected, because he won't be able to get the election in each state that it gets him out of there. So, you know, and if we don't stop this, if this is true that he's not eligible and we don't stop this, we have a dictator now and not a constitutional rule of law republic anymore.
And then what happens with everything that he's put into place since he's president now, since we have no guidelines to go by? It would be very interesting to see.
Hold that thought, because we're going to go to a break and we're going to come right back. We'll be back in a second. Sovereign Mind Radio.
Shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember, Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Redding Municipal Utilities.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest, by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And we're rocking out.
Thank you for the memories.
Absolutely.
we might be really old.
We might be playing that next.
Hopefully they are good memories.
Thanks for the memory. Listen, before we go back on track here, I just wanted to mention an issue that was in the Reading Searchlight this morning about the highway patrol officer that was arrested. Now, normally I wouldn't even go tackle this. But, you know, this guy gave me a ticket for no registration. And I know that sounds petty.
Let him finish the story because this is pretty interesting here.
I read it this morning, yeah.
Okay, here's what when I got a ticket for no registration, I did not know that there was actually two tiers of having no registration. One is that you can fix it and there's no problem. And the other tier is if the officer doesn't like you, he can check another box. And all of a sudden, you have to pay $300 more when you go down to the window. Now, my registration already cost me $500, and then this guy checks a box, and I go down there, and without knowing, it's going to cost me another $300. I'm going to court over this, just to let you know. But I find it funny that if a guy doesn't like you as an officer, that he can arbitrarily give you a bill for more money. That just seems wrong to me, and that's why I'm bringing it up, because when the officer is not just writing a ticket, he has discretion to hurt you more if he doesn't like you. There's something wrong.
Well, you should win your case in court, because he has absolutely no credibility, and he's a stain on the good work and efforts of a lot of law enforcement that are out there, and it's really a sad, sad case, and the guy should be in jail. And
I was
going to
say,
like,
he may not.
Yeah,
he'll probably be in jail.
And he'll lose his total credibility because of this particular incident.
I just want to say this is not an attack on law enforcement or anything. I just wanted to get, because I read this morning.
Boxes is not good, Mark.
I know. I'm looking at it going, you know, really? Okay, so, and then the other thing that was really troubling is this guy's, collecting people's licenses. So a guy just goes up there. I'm the CHP officer. Pull over. Give me your license. You can move on. Really? I mean, so I'm just a little troubled.
How would you not get your license
back? I don't think that's
back.
How it's supposed to work, sir.
No, how would you not get your license
well,
back?
It says
they probably just want to get the heck out of there.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
no,
it says that, though. I mean, this guy had a bunch of people's licenses in his possession.
Well, yeah, I don't understand that. That's crazy. But that's you'll go to court, and they'll just tell you, go away, Mark.
It's just troubling because officers also found dozens and dozens of driver's license at Harris's home. So, in other words,
identity theft is the only thing I can think of.
No, but what? I mean, if fear and intimidation, the guy says, give me your license, what are you going to do?
Yeah, then he knows where you live.
Yeah. Well, you know, it sounds like there'll be a lot of people making some big stink over this, I think.
I probably am going to be one of the first. So, anyway, I'm just saying here. So, moving right along. Okay, I had to bring it up. I couldn't help myself. Well, let's see. Where were we? We were talking about our esteemed...
Well, you know, it just makes me laugh because Kurt has had several tickets. And he, and you know, I'm not saying anything, but he's had several tickets. And I just, you know, I don't know if any of them were with him, but I'm sure he'll probably look into that.
Well, I may not. If I'm doing something wrong, I didn't pay my registration. That's what it was for. I get it. You know, okay. But don't penalize me because, you know, you don't like me for whatever reason. I got a bumper sticker that says I didn't vote for
him. You got a thousand.
I was going to say just one. No.
Let's pick one. That's probably why he
followed you for a while. So he didn't like the crack about the Kenyan thing and the idiot in the village. I don't know. Right. So I don't know what it was. But anyway, so I have to pay $300 more. That's just wrong. You know, I mean, I'll eat the registration. But, you know, I go down there and I get ready. I'm ready. I got it all corrected. Here it is. And they go, you can't correct that. I go, well, what do you mean I can't correct it? It's either I get my registration fixed or I don't. It's not like I get it fixed and you tell me that it's not correctable and pay me $300 more. Really?
That's crazy.
That's extortion.
Yeah.
That's criminal. And that's the problem. I mean, you know, when when you got the criminals running the show, what's the, you know, I mean, and this probably is handed down from the legislature in Sacramento. Of course, those guys are all just above board. No problem. You know, they've been doing it right from day one. So, you know.
Yeah, but that's the problem we have across the board. Yeah. And we'll be getting to that.
Okay. Okay, enough of that.
Divine justice, just saying.
Okay, does everybody know that the Chevy Volt is now going extinct?
No, I didn't know that.
Breaking news. Something you heard it here first on Sovereign Minds.
Aren't we supposed to be in electric cars by 2014
something? Else
or something?
The media is ignoring.
Yeah, well, no, this morning it came out that the, you know, if you buy a Chevy Volt, but you can't buy them anymore because they're discontinuing them, but if you had bought a Chevy Volt, that you can have gas savings after you pay everything off after 182 years. So they're really good for gas savings. No. And then there's also this little issue of that they, when you drive them, they light on fire.
Just that little issue.
Yeah, just, I mean, you know. Yeah.
Or when you charge them, they light on fire 2 weeks later.
So I mean, that's okay. I don't mind, you know, because then it doubles as a barbecue. And so when you plug it in, you just bring your hot dogs and marshmallows, and hey, you're off to the races, sort of. And
well, then, you know, the sad truth in California, we'll all be on bicycles then, which, you know, a couple of us could use.
Well,
and in the little huts down by the bar.
Yeah, well, we're not going to be driving Chevy Volts, put it that way. So there goes another faux pas, you know, I mean, no big deal. You know, this is becoming, you know, commonplace. You know, the media doesn't report anything that doesn't go against the powers that be's re-election possibilities, and you know, the president's not eligible. Nobody ever says anything. You know, forged documents. You know, I'm so
frustrating. And you report on this. I mean, I listen to your show, and you report on this week after week after week. And, in fact, I literally walk into the studio here, and I go, wow, that is just totally blows me away.
I love it when you do that. When you walk in the studio, and you go, wow.
I'm not saying anything else.
And like we were just talking about over the break, this is what they do is anybody who comes up with anything that doesn't toe the party line, they're discredited, whether they're teabaggers, birthers, I don't know. I mean, so anybody who disagrees with them, they paint them as, you know, a fool, an idiot, you know.
And they keep the campaign up of character assassination. They keep it up. They don't let it stop until they've actually accomplished what they want to accomplish.
Right. It's starting to backfire, though.
I think so.
I think so.
Right.
It's starting to backfire because these guys need to be put in check, so to speak, for lack of a better.
Well, I think the bottom line is that when you do this character assassination, people are just not buying it anymore. People are standing up and saying enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
And you need some common sense here, and the bottom line is that you don't kill the messenger.
Right. And I just want to know the truth. If anybody has any opposing arguments to these things that can show where I make a mistake, get it to me, email me, call in, whatever you want to do.
Because you look into it.
Absolutely.
Do the research.
I do legal research. That's what I do for a living.
That's right.
So I don't just come off the cuff and go, oh, Obama, he's a bad guy, and oh, it's this big attack from the right-wing conspiratorial guys. You know, I look it up and I go, what does the Constitution say? What did John Jay say when he's writing the Federalist Papers? There's letters to Washington. I mean, we got 5 Supreme Court decisions on his ineligibility on what a natural-born citizen is. They've tried to change it 8 times since Obama got into the Senate. The rule, they couldn't do it, and then Hillary's got her name all over it, and Rangel, and I mean, really? So these guys are all in cahoots? I mean, what does that point to? Both sides of the aisle. It's like, okay, I think we have to go to a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about high crimes and misdemeanors. No, I mean, we're going to
fix the ticket.
We'll go and do maybe Anselmo and a few other things. Anyway, we'll be back. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without pride. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds now through Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sportsmen and women, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes. Boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy display this year featuring a life-size bison and bear. Attention hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at the display in Passaro Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaway, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, gunner, the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone now through Sunday at the 25th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KRCR News Channel 7, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light, and this radio station.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
There's a black man with black hair. Little blind man, he's got an interstate running through his front yard. You know, he thinks he's got it so good. And there's a woman in the kitchen. And he looks at her and says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a flower. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home of the free, yeah. Little pink houses.
Little pink houses for you and me.
Yeah, if we don't watch it, we're not going to have little pink houses here, folks.
No, we'll be all in little pink apartments.
I was going to say, they're going to put us all in pink houses.
Yeah, it's getting a little crazy out there. Wow. So we've got Billy Bob on the line here. How you doing this morning, Billy? Are you there, Billy?
Yes, sir.
You're cutting out a little bit, so I don't know.
Let me move outside and recontact me here in a minute. I'll be outside. All right. I appreciate it.
Okay. No. Oh, I think you there?
I should be good.
Okay. So what do you got? What's going on this morning, Billy?
Hey, Mark. Good show. Hey, listen. I just wanted to remind people of that initiative we got to get signatures on, that CA Bill of Rights.
Oh, good. CABillOfRights.org. And that's the initiative of her signatures for the California Bill of Rights initiative to take back the state?
It'll strip all the bureaucrats out of business. It's produced by this guy, Braun, who's running against Feinstein.
Right, Oscar Braun. Yeah, he was on the show here before. Yeah, he's a great guy.
That was an interesting show.
Yes, he is. I just want people to remember we got to get that signed. That's our only solution to California.
Very good. You guys hear that out there. Let's get up off the couch. Or should
yes,
I say,
sir. Okay,
try your butts.
Oh, and incidentally, the county will not lose that lawsuit against... Anselmo, I've worked with Russ Moles for 25 years, and he's never been wrong yet.
You watch. Right? It's going to happen.
Yeah,
and
there's always a first time.
And he's going to win.
Well, no, he's off to the letter of the law. I've worked with him for 25 years. Anselmo's on the wrong trail.
Doesn't make him right. All right, anyway, thanks a lot for calling in, Billy. We appreciate your input. All right.
I guess we lost him.
Okay, so anyway... I don't know. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. I've got Sally texted me about Paul Hauser in the whistleblower, and I believe this is all about the endangered species stuff up there on the dam, the fisheries and the salmon recovery plan and all their science being flawed. And I'm not really prepared to go over that because I haven't researched it enough. So maybe we'll save that for next week. But anyway, let's talk about Anselmo Vineyards now, because I think you're an expert.
I'm an expert. No, I'm not really an expert, but I will tell you, after reading, there are at least 20 articles in the paper. If you just go into Record Search like or Redding.com and put in Anselmo, you will come up with at least 20 opinions, articles, all on this Anselmo issue. So I've been reading this all along for the last 5-6 weeks, but bottom line is that when a caller called into our show on Everything Real Estate that follows your show, a caller had called in and said, "What is going on? Where is the common sense there?" I said, "Well, you know what? Why don't we start a grassroots movement?" And I said, "I'll stand up and I'll ask the question why," because really the question why is directed at the county. And so we looked at three specific incidents. Number one, Reverge Anselmo was going to be at the Tea Party event. It was a great place to announce. If you want, even if you're not a Tea Party, go listen to his story. Just listen to what he has to say. And if you don't believe it, fine. Don't believe
it. Absolutely.
We'll all be enlightened. We'll all take our sides and support whoever we want.
Well, you know, I just wanted to address Billy Bob's comment there about Russ Mull never being wrong in 25 years. Well, I find that a little bit curious in itself, because are you telling me that nobody's ever made a mistake in 25 years?
Well, if you have a mistake, what's the process to go about fixing it? There is none. There is no appeal. People don't know this. There's no appeal process in the county. It is bottom line. He says yes or no. There's no appeal process other than litigation. Now, is that good for our community?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And so the Board of Supervisors, they are doing a workshop. They're going to look at the personnel and how they're managed. And bottom line, I think, is that, all right, let's follow up. Let's do something. Let's fix it. It's broken. Let's fix it. Let's get... in my letter to the Board of Supervisors next week, I will ask them, why don't you have a third party come in and look at the operating system? I mean, people do that. Business owners do that. They check themselves all the time. Are they providing the customer service that people deserve?
Well, we got John Dixon on the line, and he has a comment. Let's see what John has to say. Are you there, John?
Good morning. How are you, Mark?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Angel. How are you?
Good.
I'm sorry. I should do it the proper way. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
I just love saying Angel. That's all. Hey, and Angel is an expert on this situation, and she can deny it, but she is. She has studied this, and she knows the events. And I'm sorry, Billy Bob, but there is a reason why out of the 32 lawsuits that are outstanding against the county right now, 16 of them are directed at Russ Maul and his department. It isn't because he's been right for 25 years, which he hasn't. This man is not the prototypical bureaucrat. He has built himself an empire, and things are going to come out. He has made statements in front of elected officials concerning the Anselmo vineyard and shutting it down because he refused to get a grading permit that he wasn't doing any grading on.
I just want to let everybody know out there, too. I just want to let everybody know out there, I really don't have a whole lot of dog in the hunt on this one, but I just want the truth. And that's what this show is about, is I want the truth.
That's my dog in the fight.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Is the truth. And you know what? The other part of it is I don't like bureaucracies, and especially petty bureaucrats, who abuse productive citizens in this community. It's wrong. Mull is wrong in this case, and he's wrong in many other cases, despite the testimony that we've received earlier today. This thing is going to come to light. I'm hoping that the elected officials that we have, the Board of Supervisors, will look at him, truly evaluate his performance, and find out what he's been costing the county and what he's going to cost them in these lawsuits that are outstanding.
Well, I think the bottom line, and I always say that, the bottom line, I always go to the simplest thing for me.
The common denominator
for me is that the county has a perception. Now, the legal battle, I don't know the ins and outs. I have no dog in the hunt other than to say, okay, why can't the county negotiate with Reverse Anselmo and his wife? Why can't they?
Well, they say that they have offered to negotiate with him, but they didn't offer to negotiate with him until after there were lawsuits involved.
Well, I think that's the whole truth here. They did not, even though they reported they had sat down and tried to negotiate with him several times. That is not true, people.
It isn't true.
It is absolutely not true.
But it allows them perception in the community from people who don't go out and look into the details of it. They just, that's what they said, so that's what it is. And
exactly.
That is not what it is.
No, there, you know, conflict mediation techniques will bring a resolution to this. And so if they would just sit down with him and do that, and he's not looking for a windfall here. He's just looking.
He doesn't need a windfall.
No.
And that's what people don't understand. This guy's not out to try to cheat the county out of $80. or even thousands of dollars. He has an invested interest in this community. He has spent over $22 million on the properties, developing them and whatnot, and that's money that was spent in this community that has been a positive effect on the community. He doesn't need to be punished for the things he's doing. We need, I'm not saying to go around any laws, I'm saying we need to work in a spirit of cooperation and try to encourage people like him to do these developments, not make it more difficult and make it a reputational thing where nobody wants to deal with this county.
Well, you're right. And I think that's reasonable to think, and I've said this in front of the board, that county officials can engage in common sense discussions, and that's why I stood up. I don't have anything to do with the lawsuit. I don't personally know the Anselmos. I just think that we needed to stand up and say, okay, enough is enough. Let's negotiate this.
I just wanted to let everybody know that I've taken a vow of poverty, but I'm going to recant that position. I could really use a windfall, so if anybody wants to mail me a check, I would really appreciate it.
Mark, if you could split it, I'd really appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Thank you very much, John. We appreciate your input. Yeah, if anybody wants my address, you know, go ahead and ask on the chat room, and you know, you can make the check out to care of Mark Kent. I need the money, and let's fight. Let's have that fight against poverty. Let's start right here.
Start right at home, huh?
Yeah. Let's.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking that we deserve as a community best practices from our county. And I think that if I can offer them some solutions from a simple mind that, you know, this government of ours and the Board of Supervisors that they can actually relate to, then it might happen. Have an appeal process. And, and you know, as much as they wouldn't like a community board, have it.
Well, I think the real deal is what you just said is the key, is that the local population should have input on to the Board of Supervisors. And what's been happening over the last 20, 30, however many years, is that the locals have been pretty much trying to just stay alive and make a living and raise their families, and they haven't been engaged. But with all of the stuff that's coming down, and that's why I like what's happening now, is that people are starting to look at what's going on, they're starting to get engaged, and they're starting to go, hey, wait a minute, you know, this is not right.
Exactly.
And they can make a difference at the local level. That's where we need to start with these things, is at the local level, so we can start changing them and holding them to the fire and get the truth.
Absolutely. I told the board that they have a perception problem, that the county is entrenched in past practice, and they need to change that. So they need a public it's a public relations nightmare for them, because people are standing up. Now, in my business, we have had people go into the county, and they come back and they hold their breath and build homes, and developers, for that matter, that basically have had big battles.
Right.
And some of them have been solved, but they hold their breath. They want to know who can they go to. There's got to be somebody that will listen to them and say, this is just nonsense and crazy.
I've had personal dealings with some of the county where, you know, they weren't wanting to charge me more than the project for the permits.
Exactly.
You know, so anyway, I've got Dick on the line. I think we're going to go to a break here pretty quick. But, Dick, are you there? Quickly.
Dick?
Are you on the line, Dick? You're in your car in Red Bluff?
Sorry, we've got calls coming out the wazoo this morning.
Okay, well, Dick, how you doing?
I'm doing just great. The comment I wanted to make is these lawsuits that the county has to pay, and the city for this matter, these attorneys that we have and people like Russ Small that are creating these lawsuits, we taxpayers are paying for those lawsuits. I mean, this money doesn't come off of a tree that's grown in the backyard of the county.
I agree.
You're totally right.
And, absolutely.
And our city attorney keeps taking people to appeals court when they've lost the lawsuit, and we taxpayers have to pay for that. Yeah, I think we just need to get some supervisors and some council members that will finally start getting rid of these unelected people that keep costing us a fortune.
I agree.
Just look at the negotiations for the labor people in our city as another example. These supervisors won't do anything about trying to hold the line on wages and benefits and everything else.
Well, they've overpromised. They've overpromised on everything because they're trying to please everyone, and now it's coming back to bite everybody.
And so you have.
And we taxpayers are the one. But these lawsuits, somewhere along the way, the people that create the lawsuits are these foolish lawsuits like this Russ Mall is creating. He ought to be responsible for those, not us taxpayers.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I think we're ready to go to a break here. So
thanks,
I appreciate your input, Dick, and call back in, you know, whenever you get a chance.
Thank you, Dick.
Thanks.
To having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artist can bring your old tattoo to life or create a new tattoo that you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and the best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist portfolios and bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran, That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street at the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoo shops are the same, and some are better than others, so think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Mind Radio, 1460, home of the free fire. Give me shelter.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. This is really a
60s, 70s.
60s, 70s.
Not quite 50.
Go back. Go back to your...
Next week, I'm going to be playing Secret Agent Johnny Rivers.
Oh, I have that on my phone, actually, as a ringtone.
I like that. We're back. We've got Peter on the line, and I think Peter has a comment. Are you there, Peter?
Yeah, good morning. Listen, I was listening to Michael Savage in yesterday afternoon and turned your radio on, and pleasantly I was surprised to hear you guys. I love your bumper music and haven't heard you before.
Thanks,
but
Peter.
But you're talking about government. I've just been through 6 years of pure hell dealing with the likes of Patrick Minton, the Director of Public Works. In 05, when I retired, I went out to get water, having been sick and tired of living off a garden hose from the next-door neighbour for 13 years. And I got my own water and was prepared to hook up to a line with a 6-inch line to bring water for everybody else to the street, and prepared to pay for everything, fire hydrants. And then I went in and approached Minton about that, full of goodwill and smiles on my face, and the SOB said no. So anyway, I went over and said it's the only time Glenn Hawes has ever done anything decent out this area. And Glenn Hawes, I guess, said the appropriate things. And next thing, Minton called me back. And as a long result of that, $57,000 later, we got water to our street.
Wow.
Now, then I got to get a call from a fine gentleman by the name of Steve Boyd. Says, can you help us get water out here on Elk Trail East and West? Now, this is a $10 million project, and we've had to keep our mouths shut for the last 6 years about this because Minton has done everything he possibly could to stop this project. Bearing in mind what I'm just about to say now, I have on video with Glenn Hawes and him at a board meeting at CSA 6. Minton has told us for years there is no water, which was a total lie, and then we turn around and get 140 acre feet of water from Acid Water, and we paid $11,000 for it for the year to try and make this project happen. And then what happened is Minton actually called up Stan Wanberg and told him, implied we're a bunch of freeloaders wanting everything for nothing out here. And then he turned around and asked Stan Wanberg, the general manager of Acid Water, to not to sell us the water so that people out here could not have water. He did not want to expand the water district. And anyway, anybody that crossed Minton after this, and we have documentation of all this, he tried to get them fired from their jobs. And there's a very esteemed lady, Brenda Haynes. He even tried, which wouldn't, this project would not have happened without her. And he even tried to cause her grief with Doug LaMoffa. We can talk now because the pipes are going in the ground, and we got $6.25 million grant money and for a $10 million project, and it's going in the ground now. And the fact that nobody in Reading knows about it, you'd think something like that would hit the headlines here in Reading, but it's actually happening now. But we've been through 6 years of hell, and that's just one example. And I can give you, there were 70 grievances sent to the board of supervisors last year, to Modi and them, and do you know what? Their arrogant email sent back to us, they ignored us, and would have nothing to do with it. But, you know, now we can start talking because the pipes are going in the ground, mate. But I could talk for 2 hours on this.
But hopefully in
due time, Reading will know what the hell we've been through in the last 6 years dealing with this SOB, Pat Minter, Director of Public Works.
Thanks a lot for calling in, Pete. And when you call back next week, we want to know how you really feel. So, but we appreciate your input. We're running out of time and we're getting short here. So thanks for calling in.
I just want to say one thing to you, Peter. Good luck. And the bottom line here is that why is it that people after the fight have to come forward? Many people stood up in that Tea Party meeting talking about their issue. And why is it after the fact? That
right.
is crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Down with the grant money.
Yeah,
that's why we've had to. He did everything he could to stop this project, and we've had to keep our mouths shut because whether we liked it or not, we needed him, and he would have, you know, he could have at any time damaged the grant money, which we needed.
Oh, my gosh.
I appreciate it. Listen, we got to go, Pete, because we're running out of time. We're trying to cover as much as we can. We never have enough time here, so appreciate your call in. Absolute. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks a lot, Peter.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye. Okay, so let's see. We're running. How many minutes we have left? I don't know, five or so.
We are in the final 4 minutes.
The final 4 minutes. I wanted you to cover the unemployment thing. The fact that we only have 8.3% unemployment thing, you know, in the country, really. So we've got stats here on the 18 to 24 year olds. They're actually what's the percentage?
It's at 54%
of 18 to 24.
18 to 24 year olds that are unemployed right now.
Really? So 8.3.
Yes, remember, if you've never had a job, you can't file for unemployment.
That's exactly right.
And then the other thing I wanted to cover was the fact that now they have a book out how to get.
Benefits. Especially for in California. You know, if you've lost your job and you lost your home, and you know you don't have any way to have income or anything, they actually have a book that they've published to tell you how to go for the benefits from our good old government to help you along in your life.
What's the name of the book?
1 second, let me find the
Matthew
paper.
Lesko. The guy with the question mark.
Well,
fell
I think
over.
You can go on any corner.
Okay, she'll come
and get. You know, if you need welfare or social.
How appropriate! How to get food stamps, welfare, and other benefits. That's the actual title of the book by Andrew Dolan, and you can actually download it to your phone.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing.
Yeah,
you get a free iPod or iPhone, and now you can download your book for free to your free iPhone phone that the government gave you, because this is the new America.
Yeah, only for $2.99.
There you go.
Come and get it. You know.
We got two There's minutes here. I got one work. More. I got one more story here that I wanted to cover. Horrendous implications of systemic stability. John Williams at Shadow Stats warns the current market has horrendous implications. That recognition of the intensifying double dip recession, as well as escalating inflation problems, remains sporadic. The political system would like to see the issues disappear until after the election. The media does its best to avoid publicizing unhappy economic news, and the financial markets will do their best to avoid recognition of the problems for as long as possible. Problems that have horrendous implications for the market and for systemic stability. I just want you guys to get out there and keep stacking and storing and be prepared. The silver and the gold market's going to be very volatile from here on in. Try to buy on the dips, and that's what we got.
So don't forget, the gun show is going on down at the Reading Civic Center Auditorium and the rummage sale with Reading Tea Party.
I saw Ron Paul holding silver up.
Absolutely. I'm going to cover that next week if possible. We want to thank Carl and Linda Bott for making this program possible, and a special thanks to them for the great things they do in the community.
Absolutely.
Yes.
To be prepared is the greatest of crimes. to not be prepared is the greatest of crimes. To be prepared beforehand for any contingency is the greatest of virtues. That's Sun Tzu. And government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and fearful master. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. I think we're out of time. We'll see you next week.
We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
And thanks, Ruth.
Thanks, Ruth. We totally appreciate it.
Yes.
Are you sticking around, Ruth?
Yes.
All right. And we'll see you right after the news.
Everything real estate.
Radio, I'm Pam Puso. Searching for survivors and clearing away debris. More than 30 people are dead after a string of violent storms in the South and Midwest. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels touring damage in hard-hit Henryville.
The lesson I think we take away each time is that you can never prepare too well, and you can never take the possibility of this sort of thing too seriously.
Henryville Junior High School principal Troy Albert hailed as a hero for keeping students safe as the powerful storm blew through.
I'm just blessed. We can replace these things. We just can't replace people. And that was the biggest concern that I had.
In Kentucky, the National Guard called in to pick apart the wreckage. Damage also extensive in Ohio, Tennessee, and Alabama.
When we arrived on scene, there was a number of sirens that went off, and people who were in the midst of tarping up their homes from previous damage had to take shelter with us.
Fox's Elizabeth Pran in Harvest, Alabama. She's alive but critically injured, a baby girl found alone in an